This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, August 24th. God's word for you today is yours or his. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 20, verse 24, and it says, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may complete the race and finish the task that the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. It is all about the kingdom of God. When you understand the kingdom and embrace God's agenda, you become aligned with heaven. Discouragement becomes very far from you because you're preoccupied with heaven and with your Father's business. It is all about the kingdom of God. It is not about your reputation. It is not about your business. It is not about your career. Your career, your business, and all that you have should be about the kingdom. You must adopt God's kingdom agenda. God's kingdom must be intertwined with you. So, what is the kingdom of God? Simply put, the kingdom of God is God's people fulfilling God's will on earth. If you want God's blessings on your life, you must care about what God cares about the most. If you want God's power in your life, if you want God's anointing upon your life, you must care about what God cares about. What does God care about? More than anything else, the kingdom is family. The kingdom of God is the family of God. The whole reason God created the universe is he wanted a family. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. God's purpose is to use his church, his people, you and I, to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. That is his number one goal. When you make his kingdom your priority, your life becomes aligned with heaven. It is all about God's kingdom. What keeps you aligned, Pastor? You have gone through so much. People are coming to Jesus and souls are being saved. God's church is multiplying in the nations and the kingdom of God is expanding. I am able to stay aligned because I have adopted God's agenda. It is not my agenda. I am not interested in my reputation. I am not interested in my agenda. I am all about God's agenda. What keeps you motivated, Pastor? How come you are not discouraged? How come you are still aligned? What is the secret? The secret is I am addicted to changed lives. I am addicted to what my Father is addicted to. I am addicted to what heaven is addicted to. Crucify, criticize, abuse David. God said, he is a man after my heart. What I want is his priority. What he wants is my priority. I am after God's heart. What is your agenda? Or whose agenda are you pursuing? Are you pursuing your spouse's agenda? Are you pursuing your country's agenda? Are you pursuing your president's agenda? Or are you pursuing Jehovah's agenda? Let us pray. Father, may your kingdom agenda be my purpose and pursuit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.